get all the blood root into our zinc. Let's see if we can raise this up and take a look at it. It has a visual appearance that's not too terribly different than if you were making a cake frosting. I'm going to go ahead and grab a spoon. Give you an idea of what it's like. Now what we had before, our zinc chloride motor oil has turned into, it's a little thicker. It's a little thicker, and now it's got all that blood root mixed in with it. Okay, now we're going to set this aside for a moment. Now when we were making cancema salve, instead of adding bloodroot powder, we added an herbal blend that was approximately 90% chaparral, that is to say dried, crushed, and pulverized leaves of Laurea mexicata or Laurea tridentata. All the other herbs fell into this 10% group. So if you want to make a product that is relatively close to the cancema product, simply used powdered chaparral instead of bloodroot. This product, as of the production of this video in September 2004, can still be obtained from Star West Botanical or Nature's Cathedral. We mentioned them earlier in the video. Now, if you've added the bloodroot or chaparral, or if you're experimenting with ginger, galangal, cat's claw, red clover, tahibo, or some other powdered herb combination, you have to remember to keep the product almost soupy at this point. And the reason is that while sitting for a couple of hours, moisture will continue to absorb into the botanicals that you've added, and the product will thicken on its own. We call this process curing. After about 2 days of sitting in a cool, dry place, during which time you have thoroughly blended the product, at least once a day, you will have what we would call a stabilized product, which should be jarred and put away for future use. I'm going to show again. This is a sample of the product. Just a small jar or some small container. After all, you can see how cheap it is to make, which of course is part of the reason why Orthodox medical authorities hate it. The first reason is that you only need a very small amount to get the job done, and selling the product in small jars acts as an inhibition to the mass of people who simply refuse to follow simple written instructions and will take whatever you send them and smear it all over their face or their breast or hands or scrotum, telling, operating under the illusion that more is better. More is not better in herbalism. What is best is to add just what you need to get the job done, and no more. The second reason we put the product in small jars is that you have to take into account density differential issues. By far, the heaviest component of the end product is the zinc. Over time, there will be some separation, and gravity pulls the zinc to the bottom of the container. The effects of that separation will be felt to a much lesser degree in a small container than it will be in a larger one. Keep this in mind if you are going to store your escharotic in larger containers. It needs to be thoroughly blended from time to time. Another consideration is drying out. If you leave the product out in the open, it will tend to dry out because the zinc is now saturated and no longer hygroscopic. If you leave the product in the refrigerator, which I do not recommend, it will dry out even quicker if it's left uncapped because the refrigerator is at that point acting as a dehumidifier. After you have taken the time to thoroughly blend your ingredients and allow them to sit, you will have a thick salve that darkens to a color that is black or is very close to black, which is how black salve got its name. The instructions we provide on cancema are on the altcancer.com website. It would be valid for any escharotic that you might produce using the instructions we provide here. Please know that altcancer.com is currently an information-only website. We don't sell anything there. If you think that here in the United States we have a First Amendment that prevents good information from being suppressed, you are sadly mistaken. I advise that you go to the altcancer.com website and download the necessary instructions. The webpage is www.altcancer.com/can5.htm. As to internal use, we have had many people who took the salve and encapsulated it and used it for this purpose, treat all kinds of internal cancers. Because we work with many patients and their physicians over the years, all over the world, I believe that there are a few insights I can give you. First of all, there's no product that you can take, I don't care what it is, whether it's taken, how it's administered, whether it's administered orally, via IM, IV, that is a replacement for detoxification. That is my personal opinion, it's not medical advice. In addition to regular exercise to maintain the circulatory system, there are four organs of the body that likewise need to be maintained. You find this wisdom in many ancient healing systems: the liver, the gallbladder, the kidneys, and the colon. At Alpha Omega Labs, you will find step 3 of the cleansing system, a very important regular method of keeping the liver and gallbladder clean. If you don't regularly use a liver flush, don't expect to take any product that's going to help you if you insist on having a filthy liver. The regular use of psyllium husk and on occasion colonics is important to maintain a colon, a good colon, a healthy colon. And the proper intake of fresh water, at least 1 to 2 quarts per day, is necessary to keep the kidneys clean and assist the body overall in disposing of waste material. I've heard experienced alternative care physicians say that if you keep these organs properly maintained, it is nearly impossible to get cancer. If you factor in the effects of carcinogenic chemicals, this may be an exaggeration. Still, I believe these doctors have a point. That having been said, I believe that the future of treatment for internal cancers lies elsewhere, primarily in bioelectronics. One popular device for which a sizable underground movement is forming concerns a small electronic device. There are all kinds of terms now used for this device. But if you use a term that describes what it actually is electronically, you would call it a variable biphasic low-frequency square wave generator. This device costs about $50 to build, and there are underground communities in the U.S. building this device which know what it does. It kills pathogenic and parasitic organisms. Someone very close to me built this particular model. I'm going to show it to you now. In fact, let's just freeze the teleprompter for a moment. I'm going to actually use it the way people in the field use it. I'm going to put one on my inner right wrist, and I'm going to put the other one on the inside of my left right ankle. You can't see that, but that's perfectly okay. And then I'm going to show the device. You can find information on this device in Hulda Clark's book. You can find information on the internet concerning this device. It's a frequent subject of discussion by Bob Beck. But this is it. My friend does not and will not go into the marketplace and sell this device, because two of his partners died of mysterious causes when they attempted to do so. I know people who make this device and will even provide a schematic, but I refuse to divulge the names and locations of any of the electronic design engineers I have worked with. I tell you these things so that you know what is possible in the absence of suppression. I tell you these things so that you can focus your attention on helping to create a system that allows people to get real health care, not profit-based disease care. And I tell you these things so that you will read Metatopia, read the book completely, and learn how you can make a difference.